Hello, excuse me for a moment. I was remiss in some of my duties. I failed to mention during the show that if you want to enter to win a four-color demon guitar provided by American Musical Supply, go to tellemstevedave.com/AMS giveaway. It's a Gibson SG Standard Ebony with a four-color demon graphic on it. There's no purchase necessary. Just visit tellemstevedave.com/AMS giveaway. Fill out the form and you're in. Entries close October 31st, so get on over there and do it now. And sorry, but this is domestic only for you international peeps. I know it's a bummer. It sucks, but there's nothing I can do about it. And the other thing is I'm on Brian Rupert's podcast this week, Reviewing History, where we talk about the early 80s movie The Burning and the Cropsey Killer of Staten Island and the Willowbrook Sanitarium and all that stuff. So go check that out, too. Now enjoy the show.
I was like, I'm dying, fucking. I don't give a fuck about your wedding. And that's why he gets to dress how he wants, and you gotta dress like some fucking monkey. Are all like salmon colored?
I'm not ready. I'm
swimming upstream.
Yeah, why are you so reluctant?
It's like, ready to spawn this guy.
I'm not ready.
Tell him, Steve Dave.
Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of Tell Him, Steve Dave. We got a full house here. Of course, Walt's here.
Hello.
Of course, Q is here.
How you stankin'?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, shit. Shit.
Upstaged. Get them.
It's catching on.
I know. People are stealing it. The people, I read on Twitter just recently, they're like, I'm glad they didn't go with the guest route. Well, remember, we were talking about getting guests, and that sort of all fell apart after Nelly.
I never liked the idea.
Nah, I mean, it was just one of those things where it's like, if we could get guests that are good for that we like DeRosa that we vibe with, you know, then sure. It works out. But we don't vibe with that many people. We just don't. But this guy, we
all,
certainly
all this
vibe
is
with.
Vibing.
We've been vibing for 13 years with this guy.
13, dude.
Mm-hmm.
That's just on mic.
That's just on mic. Been vibing since the mid 90s.
Yeah.
With Ming Chen.
Hello, everybody. Yeah. What's going on?
Yes.
Nobody vibes on mic more than Ming Chen.
No. Wait, whoa, what's that supposed to mean? Yeah, I like that. That's pretty good.
It's good to see nothing's changed, gentlemen. It's good to see nothing's changed.
Maverick is in the house.
Yeah, the Maverick's here.
This was a huge bone of contention last week, man.
I heard you guys just can't let me have it, can you?
I can.
I know you can.
Q let you have it. And then Walt sort of like he got one to Q's side. I'm staying strong. I don't know where Gidim stands.
I know where he stands in this room.
Outside this room. He's like, well, where does Walt stand? what we're talking about, in case you missed last week, is that Ming won an award from the New Jersey...
The Mammoth Arts. 50 years strong, gentlemen.
50 years strong, the Mammoth Arts. He won the Maverick Award, and Kevin won a different award. He won something else, right?
Excellence in the Arts.
Okay. Now, how did you get on the radar of the Arts Committee?
To be honest with you, I have no idea. So they sent me an email maybe about 6 months ago saying that, hey, we love what you're doing. We have this award ceremony. We'd like to give you this Maverick Award. And I thought it was spam, so I ignored it. I ignored it because I was like, who the hell wants to give me an award? And like, when, you know, where's the thing saying I give my credit card number? It just sounded so absurd. I have no idea. I have no idea how they found me. And so they sent me, I think, 4 or 5 more. And finally, they're like, listen, do you want this thing or not? Because, you know, we're going to give it to someone else if you don't reply.
What's more Maverick than not even answering that email?
Yeah. If he had known... He's like, oh, they want to give me this award. I don't want this fucking award. Well, I got shit to do.
Yeah.
I need my nights free. I got to go out bar hopping.
Yeah. Mm.
That's a Maverick.
Maverick.
Did you have a speech that you had to give on acceptance?
I had one prepared, but they didn't want any of the award winners to give speeches.
Not
except
even Kevin got to give?
Except for Kevin Smith.
Of course.
Except Kevin Smith.
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
The only guy that got to give a speech.
Right. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, in the interest of time.
You couldn't stamp your feet and get it done as the Maverick? You should have fucking went up there and did it anyway.
Yeah, that would have been Maverick.
Right, I pulled the ODB. It's like, I bought me a suit that cost me a lot of money today. Uh-huh. Say, you know, TSD is good, but I Sell Comics is the best. I'm Ming Chen, and this is for the children.
Just shove Kevin and walk out.
Yeah, just a little push.
I should have. But no, actually, he gave a really good speech.
I'm sure.
Standing ovation. Does.
Yeah, but it just seems like that's kind of it's kind of weird then that you have that stance. Like, no, you can't. We only have one person giving a speech.
That's, I mean, it's not like they're like, hey, you know, we'd love it if you gave an acceptance speech. And then he came. He's like, no, we're good. We're good. We don't need you to. So,
all right. Yeah. All right. I do feel ashamed about my behavior last week. I'll just put it on Front Street. I was jealous. I was bitter. And I was wrong.
So when you said he should get the award for the next 10 years without contest.
No, I stand by that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I believe that, you know, if it was up to me, yeah, the next decade, you own that.
Every year, because they give it to a different person every year. So
no, I wouldn't.
Could be you next year.
Could be you next year.
It's not going to be me.
It's probably not.
No.
You're not going to answer that email.
Do you have the speech?
If they wanted to give you – go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
Oh.
Do I have the speech?
That you wanted to give.
Oh, you wrote the speech and then they were like, sit down, boy.
No, I mean, I had a little something prepared just
knocked
in case
the cards
he had
out of his hand.
Me up there.
You don't have it on your phone?
Do you want to give the speech?
He definitely has it.
You want the speech?
Yeah.
How long was it?
It's been like 5 minutes or something.
It doesn't make look like a Mexican gangbanger. Like he's totally dressed in black with a black hat. Like you have like
and
real short
skull.
Hair too.
The sugar. He looks
like
Alex.
A Maverick, man.
Yeah. You got the sugar skull. You look like little Alex.
Yeah. No. I mean, basically my
Alex.
My whole speech since Kevin was going to be there was going to be. It was all blowing Kevin and how basically, you know, I learned he's the ultimate Maverick. I mean, let's be honest. He's a guy.
Well, that's what we said last week. That film. Like if he had gotten the Maverick Award, I couldn't personally figure out what was Maverick like about your behavior.
I don't know.
What did they point to?
I don't know if it was my behavior per se, but, you know, I think we're all mavericks in the world of podcasting. We started way before anybody else did back in 2009, 2010.
Yeah. Yep.
Nobody was doing it since then. Podcasting, I know everyone's doing it now, but it's you can say whatever you want. You know, it's a maverick format. If you can disparage people, you can say what's on. You know, it's not like the radio where you got to break for commercials and shit like that. Mm-hmm. So.
All right, we're back.
We're back.
Yeah, so basically the gist of my speech was when I, you know, I got into all this because I created a Clerks fan website, right?
Yeah.
And when I created that site, I took all this stuff. I went out and bought the Clerks Laserdisc. It had all the, like, extra features and shit that nobody could see. I ripped all that off and put it up on the website. Mm. And it got Cameron's attention. But when I got the initial email, I got an email from him going, hey, I saw what you did. Call me. And I got excited at first. And then I was like, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. I forgot about a thing called copyright law where, you know, I put all this shit up online. So he easily could have sent me a cease and desist.
An agent forgetting about copyright
law? I know. Yeah. Yeah. Ironic, right? Ironic. You know, most people would be like, hey, take that shit down. I own that. Like, what are you doing? But he went the other way and hired me instead and got to where I am now. So
he was like, I don't care if my shit's online for free. That is a maverick.
Yeah. It's,
it is amazing what having a website can do
it
for you.
Yeah.
Either you own it or you run the website.
Well, or you just slap down money and steal it from somebody else. But yeah.
So let's say I concede that Ming is a maverick, right? Because he started podcasting way back in the day. Why don't we get any respect, Ming? What is it about Tell Him Steve
Well,
Dave?
Well, I mean, I think if you want to get respect, you got to give respect.
Oh, God.
It's like the streets.
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
Yeah. When was the last time you gave any respect?
To whom?
Exactly.
You didn't give any respect to the Mammoth Arts. You ignored 5 emails.
Okay, I did.
I didn't even get an email to ignore.
Good point.
I would have answered it.
Good point.
Yeah, tell us what we're doing wrong. Why aren't we in the Maverick consideration?
Well, first of all.
I'll be honest. You could be brutal.
Okay.
Like slay us.
Okay.
Well,
first of all, it's, you know, it's a big fancy ceremony. I had to get dressed up. Would you even have gone if you got invited?
What does dressed up mean? I couldn't wear track pants?
No. Adidas track pants? Probably not.
I couldn't wear my Tom Brady jersey?
Imagine you're going to a wedding or a funeral probably, right?
Yes.
Like that's
now, I'm sorry, but was
funeral
that
casual?
Email? That you were like you had to dress up?
No, but it's a gala. It was a gala. It was announced
already.
I would be like a Maverick would just show up in whatever he wanted.
Right, but
was Kevin all dressed up?
He was. He wore a suit jacket at least.
He wears that all the time.
He wore the jorts. He did wear the jorts and the Vans.
So again, if you reach a certain status, you don't have to abide by the dress code.
I mean, isn't that life?
So I can't believe you're – like, again, though, you're really showing you're not a Maverick, though. You're just a bootlick.
He's back. He's back.
You'll just do and say whatever it takes.
Because I wear a suit jacket to a gala.
But it wasn't even asked of you. Wait, though.
Was there an open bar?
There was an open bar,
Okay.
There was indeed an open bar.
It was like, I wish I was a Maverick.
Yeah, right.
I don't buy that if we dress better, we'll get awards.
No, as more than you're dressing better, you hate these things. Would you even go, would you have dreaded going?
No. For an award?
You would have looked forward to going.
Well, now that he knows he's not even allowed to give a speech, he's got to go up there and take it. It's like a high school graduation where you walk up, they give you the award, you shake the hand, and you walk away, right?
Well, they put you up there. They shot a whole introduction, a video introduction. And
Did you supply it?
I didn't supply it. Somebody else shot it.
Someone shot it for me.
They had a professional guy come down and shoot footage.
And follow you around?
And follow you. Came down to the studio, shot B-roll there. I had to go to a place. They shot an interview with me for a couple hours, cut it together.
This is the real deal then.
It was cool. There was a free dinner. No pizza, though. Would you have gone? No pizza, no chicken fingers.
What was on the menu?
It was, like prime rib.
It's steak, right?
It's a cut of steak.
Could he get it well done?
I don't know. I mean, they didn't ask. So fish, there's fish. Well, yeah, it smelled funny in there.
Again, no, these are things that I would have overlooked, if I'm getting an award.
he braved.
And a hometown award, too. It's not like a People's Choice. It's not like something we have to beg the ants, like, please vote for us.
Right.
It's an honor bestowed.
That part was nice.
Yeah, he braved a Chinese buffet the other day during dinner hours. So it was just smelled like fish. And he made it in and out.
Wow.
And I think you're holding back, though. I don't think you really think that the reason we're not getting any awards is because they don't know we're reluctant to come dressed up. They don't know that. What's the real reason? It is. Say it.
I mean, you're chomping at the bit to say it. Your podcast is pretty mean-spirited. I mean,
Did you listen to last week's ep?
Absolutely.
Oh, it's a kinder, gentler. Q ain't saying shit that's negative. Wow. Walt jumped onto your side. I'm glad to have you back.
Right. We got Walt pissing on cars and spitting on old ladies and curb stopping people now.
Like, well, I thought that was what
– That doesn't
– Slapping people with pizza.
That's a maverick. That's a maverick right there, slapping an old lady.
1 week I'm getting lauded for growth evolving. They don't like where I've evolved. Ming.
Yeah, well,
Brian.
Whatever you want.
You never hear any flack from me.
Well, I mean, he can evolve all he wants, but the point was that you and I hadn't evolved, and that's what I disagreed with.
Well, that I didn't say that. Someone else had said that.
Somebody else said that, right.
Someone we don't know online said
some
that.
Nameless, some turkey.
Yeah, I love it. Immediate hypocrisy and tell him, Steve Dave, I'm shocked.
Yeah.
I'm so shocked.
Exactly. Exactly.
But come on, be honest. No, I think you guys are a little mean-spirited. Because we're too mean-spirited?
I think so,
To win awards?
Yes. Do they listen, though? You don't even have a podcast. What the fuck are they listening to?
I have a podcast studio. They're awarding me for, I think the Maverick part was
for that
more.
Fucking Chamber of Commerce shit. That
sure,
stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's why. We need to do more with the community. They don't take into account you going down and shooting free commercials for all of
your relationship
can
with
you,
Ron.
Can you
put in a good word?
Yeah, like all the good work I'm doing in the community.
I can put in a good word, yeah.
Thank you.
This is me shit. I thought it was us, man. Now you're
looking. You guys were not anywhere around when we were shooting the commercials.
They can't be just based on the commercials. It has to be based on lots of stuff. Yeah, you accept the award, but me and Q want to be in the wings.
Oh, absolutely.
The roots we have at Airport.
So wait, let me get this straight. Is it you that wants the award, you yourself, or Tom Steve? Dave,
I'll take what I can get.
Okay,
I would like to see Walt get it solo.
You may have
a solo award.
Shot.
Yeah. If Walt got a Maverick award, yeah, that would be pretty cool.
Okay,
yeah,
that'd be great.
Now I know what you're going to say. I have an outside shot, but he's a shoo-in.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Well, I live in Jersey though, so I wouldn't. I'm not a shoo-in.
Again, though, it's just star.
They would probably overlook it.
It's just star fucking when it comes down to it. You know it is.
What star? I don't have a star.
I'm a star.
Kevin,
I'm a star.
Yes, he's
me.
A star.
Yeah, I'm
a
star.
Shining star.
And Kevin Smith's a star.
Absolutely.
And that's why he gets to dress how he wants, and you got to dress like some fucking monkey.
Yeah.
I like dressing like a monkey.
He looks like a bellhop.
He gets to give a speech.
Dunstan checks it.
People were asking him for hors d'oeuvres.
Dunstan's awesome, man. Dunstan's dope, awesome.
Man. I'm not arguing with Dunstan.
Kevin gets to give a long speech. Yes. You got to go through the drive-thru window to get your fucking award.
Yeah.
Basically, right? It's star fucking.
He almost missed getting his award. He was parking Kev's car.
I didn't drive in there. Ernie O'Donnell did.
Oh, yeah.
What? Ernie O'Donnell's now Kevin's driver?
I mean, he drove him there, so yeah.
But full time?
I mean.
Are you willing to go on the record as saying Ernie is Kevin's full time driver now?
I mean, amongst other things, yes.
Wow.
Wow.
Jeez.
No wonder we're not getting awards. We drive ourselves.
We're for the people, of the people.
Yeah.
I mean, I can imagine. Yeah. I was like, hey, tell him Steve Dave's this huge award in the community, but let's do a Google search. And then.
and
Brian Johnson, NJ.com, they, them. Yeah, that.
Pictures of me with two middle fingers up, yeah. That kind of stuff.
Yeah. Hey, what's this? Do you think that would. Come on.
All that would weigh in on them giving the award, you think?
I mean, you know, in 2023, in you know, this woke society.
Oh, he made a joke we don't like. Let's not give him an award.
Boy. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Shit.
What about you judging the not so Super Bowl?
What's that?
What about you judging the not so Super Bowl?
What about
it? Prancing around in a Speedo, throwing
entertainment.
And what's more maverick-like than making jokes that aren't that popular in the moment? That's a fucking maverick right there. They should give me an award on that based on that alone.
You do have a point there.
Thank you.
Did they do a Google search on you? Did they do a background check?
I imagine they did, yeah.
Really? Yeah, know all about your heel fetish and shit.
Wearing underoos.
Hey, I'm not parading my wife at casino and see-through shit. So, hey. Like, come on, man. Come
look
on.
At him. You're the Reddit troll. He's the Reddit troll who wrote that fucking post.
Oh, I got fake accounts all over the place, my friend.
You got to stop doing that shit. That's what's costing us awards, man.
Hey, is it? Your warm wife and a set of prestige.
Yeah, you're keeping me from getting some hardware.
Okay. All right, next time I go to the casino. She's in a fucking burka. All right.
All right. Yeah, that'll get you points as well for sure.
Don't do that. Don't do that in Florida. Don't do that. No. Wait till November. Fuck that.
I know it's hard to take.
It is. The truth hurts.
Yeah, you feel that sting in the back of your head? That's jealousy. Mm-hmm. It never hurts. It never helps. It only hurts.
Damn. Did you ever think it, Walt? You'd be jelly of Ming Chen. Or are you just jelly of the award? Because obviously they'll give it to anyone.
Here we go.
Oh, boy.
Not anyone.
You guys just not can't us. Let me have it, can you?
I was
you
wrong. Just can't let I me was have wrong. It. I was wrong. I told you I was ashamed of the way I behaved last week. It was beyond pathetic, and I want to offer an apology for, you know, my harsh words and criticism of you.
I wholeheartedly accept your apology.
I'm waiting from the flip-flop in another 3 seconds.
I'm not a flip-flop.
I accept your apology.
That's what a man does. You know, and I know that sometimes being a man is hard, but it should be recognized maybe with an award.
The man award for Walt Flanagan.
For apologizing, you know, and not sticking to your guns when you
know
you're
wrong. Who likes to apologize? Apologizing means you fucked up. So nobody likes it.
Nobody likes it, but it's healthy, though.
Doesn't mean you fucked up.
Keep
it just means
grounded.
You were wrong.
Well, you fucked up. Same thing.
Same thing, dope.
Not really.
Sure it is. I mean, you're the worst at it as well.
Apologizing?
Oh, my God. He's terrible.
Has he ever apologized?
I don't know. He'll apologize, but in a way that's sarcastic.
Well, he's the kind of guy who's like, they might say I'm wrong, but I'm not wrong.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. He isn't. Very, very reluctant to ever admit that he's wrong on anything. He will go through hoops to show you articles from like 1990 that he saved and photos to anything to try to avoid just saying, you know what, I was wrong, I apologize.
Do you agree with that, Kenim? Or you think that's an unfair assessment of you?
It's in the middle. It's not quite true, but it's also not quite false.
I don't know what that means. Could you expand that for me? I don't want to take Walt's accusations at face value. But
you shouldn't.
Yeah, I want to hear. I want to hear your take on it.
Well, like, you know, I do have like articles that like support my stance. So I mean, that's not wrong. But you know, it doesn't necessarily mean I'm right, but it doesn't necessarily mean that I'm wrong.
I just meant about the apology thing, not about you being
you
right
don't
or
like
wrong.
To apologize.
I guess I don't like to apologize, and some people don't take my apologies as being serious, even though they are.
Some
despite
people.
How rare they are.
I would like to hear this speech, though. I know you got it on you. I know it's in your phone. Don't you want the opportunity?
Why is he getting all red?
I don't know.
He's got like that Opie thing red. Going on.
You are all like salmon colored.
I'm not ready.
I'm swimming upstream.
Yeah, why are you so reluctant?
He's like, ready to spawn this guy.
I'm not ready. Let me
You have a form that's primed to hear it.
Your ears are like a different shade of pink right now. You're so nervous.
Because that fucking hat's on so tight. That's what I miss. I miss that good hair. I love Ming Chen's hair. Yeah. It's the best hair. I wish I had Ming Chen hair.
He's trying to keep up with you guys. You hear the stupid speech?
Yeah, I want to hear it.
Yeah, let's hear it.
It was like right up on his phone to begin with.
It's sad if you don't deliver it. It's sad that like you go up there and you're ready to talk, and they're like, "All right, thanks."
And here's an opportunity.
And then Kev goes
Steve
up
Dave
there.
Is offering you to read this speech that no one would have got to hear. That now, you know, at least some people get to hear your thoughts and your feelings and how this moved you and touched you.
And you're not going to get interrupted. People aren't going to like have the orchestra start playing just to get you off the stage.
Well, let's not get carried away. There might be some interruptions.
Yeah, I mean, who else is offering you the chance to read the speech? Nobody wanted to hear
it. I thought I was getting away with not having to give this speech.
Oh, you didn't want to really?
No, not really. I mean, you know, like you said, it's, you know, go up, get the award. No one wants to hear the speech.
We do.
We do. Yeah.
Of course you guys do.
I'm sure Kevin does too if you're filleting him the whole time.
I pretty much am. So, all right. Yeah.
It's like that scene in Police Academy.
Yeah.
You really want to hear this thing?
Of course we do.
Why do we keep asking you if we don't want to hear it?
All right. All right. All right. All right. Thank you, everybody, for this award. Wanted to thank Monmouth Arts for bestowing this huge honor on me. First of all, I want to congratulate them on 50 amazing years. 50 years.
Would holding the award make it easier for you?
It's in
the box
award?
Right there?
Yeah. Oh, you brought it?
I mean, I brought the award.
He just did that to rub it in my face.
Look
he
at
really
that.
Did.
You just it, bought it here to rub it in our faces,
of course
didn't you?
I did.
That's beautiful. A beautiful award. That would look so good in our case.
Of course, yes.
Wait a minute. Do you think I should treat it like the Stanley Cup? I don't touch it until I have actually won it?
I mean, I didn't bring white clothes with me, so yeah, go ahead.
You think it's bad luck if I touch it?
No, if you touch it, it means you know you manifest that you may be able to hold it one day.
It's a beautiful award.
What does it say on it, Walt?
It really looks like a giant butt plug.
It does.
I mean, that is a pretty.
It looks like the
tier
of. Right? It looks like.
I'm talking about if it was smaller.
Yeah.
That would be one that could get in there, right?
Or it looks like the tier of someone who wasn't allowed to deliver their speech.
It says Maverick Award, Ming Chen.
Yes, it's made of the tears of all the people who didn't win it. So.
Yeah, it is shaped like a teardrop.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, these are my tears that made this.
Or if you put it on the side, it looks like something that would swim right into Ming's mouth.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Look at that tail.
Yeah.
Is this why we're not getting awards? This kind of ribald humor.
One of many.
So how do we conduct ourselves? Like, how do we change course? Don't put it away.
Look at him clutching his heart.
But how do we change course now to try to win an award? Like we can't make jokes like that, you're saying.
I mean, it doesn't help.
So what should we be talking about, you think? In all honesty, like, you know, give us constructive criticism.
I mean – you know, it could uplift the community. Maybe I know you've been helping local businesses.
Is that engaging though to the audience though? If we just keep talking about what we've done for the community,
absolutely.
Really, you think that people will turn in?
Yeah. Well, you know, how many people have you helped out? How many people have you inspired?
That's what people want to hear. Is just us blowing ourselves?
Pretty much, yeah.
Really, you think our audience, the TSD ants, want to hear us just?
No, they don't.
They might want to hear us try.
That's absolutely not what they want to hear. So no, I mean, you're going to change everything just to win awards now?
Well, just one. This one.
Then we can go back to being our awful selves.
You guys have that podcast award that that dude in the basement gave to you?
But we didn't get any dinner. We didn't get any salmon or whatever it was, fish.
Prime rib. You know, prime rib, mahi mahi, yeah.
Maybe we got to start our own award show, Walt.
I had an idea a long time ago for a live award show called the Tesdies, where it's not just for the us. Dundies. It's for like, what's that?
The Dundies?
Pretty much. Yeah, pretty much the Dundies. The Tesdies, where it's not just for the three of us, but
we do get awards.
We would definitely get an award. Not only a group award, but an award for each of us.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
We could spray paint some pod pals. Gold.
Mm-hmm. Don't we have there's no trophy place in this?
Oh, there are
this?
So many ants who work for trophy shops that we would have an unlimited amount of people offering their services if we were going to do it. But I ask you.
We got a bowling alley right here.
Is there something hollow about giving yourself an award, though?
No.
No more Hot Luck Academy. I mean, everything's a circle jerk. What difference does it make?
Come on, there are some awards that are not, though, that are much more meaningful to people than...
Maybe, which ones? Like the Pulitzer?
The Nobel Prize.
Sure, but that's like, we're never getting one of those. You know, surely you know that.
What do they give that out for?
I think like significantly helping like the course of humanity.
Cure for cancer or something. Yeah, yeah. Literature.
If I were to have rounded up all the emails I get about how TSD helps people.
Yeah.
I could make like something that like makes the Encyclopedia Britannica look like a fucking pamphlet.
That's powerful.
It is unbelievable how many people say we help.
But like, why not? What difference? So it makes a difference to you whether it's an award that you make for yourself or someone else gives it to you.
Because somebody else did it. You know, I didn't design the award. I didn't go pick it up. I didn't pay for it.
You have somebody else's approval too. It's like somebody else is like, hey man, this guy's worthwhile. Like, it's tough to keep telling yourself that you're worthwhile giving yourself awards and shit with nobody else recognizing
you. What if we threw the Tezzies and had an audience choice award? And then it's like, then the ants
will vote on it.
We'll vote. Mm. I got to imagine you'll win. And then,
if I don't win that one, there's no hope of me ever winning any other one. If I don't win that one,
we could have our own Maverick award.
I do love the bowling alley idea, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do. That is
having
like
it at the bowling
TSD.
Alley?
Yeah. Like, that
is just. Party of Fantasies.
It just screams TSD to have it in a bowling alley.
Yeah.
I got some good chili fries there.
Yeah, I agree. Like, no big theater, no like gala type stuff, but we can dress however we want.
Tom Brady jersey.
Yeah.
Like, we could call it the Four Color Demons Maverick Award.
We'll
have a bunch of awards, but that'll be the Maverick Award.
Okay. All right. Well, somebody has to come up with all the awards then.
How
like
many
a category?
Awards? How many awards do you want?
10.
I'll come here next week with 10 awards for you.
Okay.
Give this to me. Give it to me, coach.
Absolutely. All right, it's your ball.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to come up with 10 awards.
Either you run
absolutely
with it.
Absolutely will not come up with it while driving here next week.
We'll put in time. Oh, shit.
Fuck, God damn it, Helen.
This ball is in
your
hands.
What are some
hands?
Awards I can
Helen,
say?
Some awards.
Siri, what is a list of 10 awards?
Well, we already have two. We already have the People's Choice. Ants Choice. And the Four Color Demons Maverick Award.
Okay, so you only got to come
more.
Up 8 more. All right. All right,
easy.
I love this.
Easy.
And I think you could do more than 10 because you can award funniest moment with a guest or funniest like that kind of stuff.
Right.
Like
best guest.
I mean, there are people best guest. There are people who have an encyclopedic knowledge of this show that can definitely go back and remember
curator.
Way more than we ever could. Curator,
yeah.
Groupie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's a bunch of people.
We get already the awards are coming to me. Like we could have Chris Ledondo present. The Ledondo
Puss Hall Award?
No, the Social Awareness Award, where Ledondo decides who is the
who's most socially aware.
Yeah.
All right. Wow. I think I got that one locked down.
The SJW Award presented by Chris Ledondo.
We can't make it seem like a negative.
Right.
You know what I mean? We want to be positive.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
There's three awards.
This is going to be a big night for us.
Huge. You can dress whatever you want.
I will.
Track pants, baby.
Yeah.
That's what you
t-shirt.
Have to wear.
I got plenty of those.
Yeah, tuxedo t-shirt. Yeah.
The wardrobe department.
I like this. This award ceremony in and of itself is a maverick.
We'll film it all and put it on Patreon.
Yeah.
and then give the big middle finger to the Monmouth Arts. Right?
No. Tell him that that's not – that's something we shouldn't do, right?
Well, I mean, that's not going to increase
your chances. We shouldn't put it in anybody's faces, right?
Well, not their faces.
Let's just celebrate you can rub us in somebody else's face. Without putting down somebody else.
What happens is we get it out there. I don't give the middle finger. We get it out there that there was an awards ceremony. We won all these awards. Then they'll take notice. Who are these guys? Who are these young mavericks?
Right, I'm writing these awards that we have down so far.
All right.
I like this.
I'll keep in touch with you this week. I'll come up with some with you.
You should do one for a listener too, like one who spreads the most like goodwill amongst the community events.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a tough one. We have a lot of really good ambassadors.
And but like maybe the curator, if he wins it, I'm not saying he's a shoo-in. I'm not saying he has my vote. He does. But maybe he would even come down from Georgia to accept the award.
All right.
To, like the pheromone award, because that's how ants like spread with pheromones.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. All right.
I guess you'll have
a celebrity presenter, Sunday Jeff, Maxwell.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it'll make it a big event.
Wow, I like this.
All right.
We'll rent, those portable spotlights that, again, we could put in the parking lot.
Yeah, you don't just get them with some flashlights.
it looks like it works at an airport.
Yeah. Airport Plaza.
Airport Plaza.
Yeah. All right, so what do I got so far? We got People's Choice, the Ledondo Social Awareness, the Four Call Team and Maverick Award. What else did we say?
Maybe there's an award for some of the people who work on the on our projects, like the
crew,
the VAQ, video and audio crew,
technical awards that we give away before the event starts
that aren't filmed.
Yeah. For excellence in editing,
they just flash by the screen really quick.
There's a lot of potential here, but it could cost us a fortune though with all these.
No, not the way we do things.
No,
I don't think I think we could do it cost effectively, and then you turn around and put it on Patreon. And we get like a brother, a huge thing.
We get like a little brother P touch and do the labels for all the trophies.
Yeah, and then so if anybody out there, and I know there are plenty of ants who work for trophy shops, send me an email, and I guess we'll have you can bid for the job. Who can come in with the lowest bid?
Yeah,
it's going to get the gig of creating all our.
Didn't that happen
trophies?
With the Purveyor's Trophy? And it's fucking falling apart presently.
The Purveyor's Trophy. It's not the fault of the person who sent that in. It's because we trot it around everywhere.
We do bring it around.
It's in the back of my car for like weeks. Now when I take a turn, it goes flying.
The door.
Yeah. So if it looks like it went through hell, it's because it has, because it's been well traveled.
No, Ming, this award, you still have to read the rest of your.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess I couldn't get away with it.
This award, did you post a picture of it on your Instagram?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, of course. Holding it, of course.
Where does it live when it goes home?
Like a curio cabinet at home.
At home?
Yeah.
What'd the missus say?
She came with me. She actually came on public.
What are you doing home?
What did she think when you told her you were winning the award?
I'm sure she was like, wait, what is this?
I can't wait to hear your speech.
She never said that. You guys are the only ones saying that. I thought I could get away with it.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Monmouth Arts. Congratulations on 50 amazing years. I have to admit, when they told me about this award, they sent it to me in an email, and I thought it was spam. I ignored it. I thought there wasn't any possible way that anyone would be giving me an award, much less one called the Maverick Award.
Humble.
Finally. After about five or six emails that I ignored, I basically got one going, hey, listen, do you want this thing or not? Because if you don't, we'll give it to a lesser comic book man like Mike Zapsik.
Oh, was he there?
He wasn't there. His brother was, though, so I knew it would get back to him. So finally, I realized this thing was real, and I replied, and I couldn't be more honored and gracious to accept this award.
Hold on real quick. How'd that go over in the room? Did they know who you were talking about?
I didn't. There was no speech.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah.
This is the room.
Gracious or grateful? You said. You couldn't be more
grateful.
Grateful. Okay. Grateful. I thought you said gracious.
Grateful. Whatever.
Well,
two different words. Go ahead.
It's hard to accept an award called the Maverick Award without giving a shout out to the man who taught me to be a maverick. He's here in this room today. Give a big shout out to Kevin Smith, the guy who got me to where I am today.
For anybody who doesn't know, I got in touch with Kevin, in contact with Kevin, because I started a fan website way back in 1995. This is a website I built basically by stealing a bunch of content that I pulled off of a Laserdisc and put it online so everybody else could see it. When he found the website, he sent me an email, which basically said, "Hey, here's my number. Call me tomorrow." And at first I got excited. I was like, the man. I got in contact with him. But then the more I thought about it, I was like, wait, maybe I forgot about a little thing called copyright law, which in my country doesn't exist. So I thought it was okay.
We should have Declan add the laughs and applause to this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I forgot a little thing about – forgot a little about a thing about copyright law. So sorry.
Sorry, man.
That's it.
All right. We'll listen to the rest.
I want to hear it. I'm enjoying it.
I was wondering if I had to, set my computer on fire, throw it out the window. Luckily, next day I called Kevin, and instead of telling me to remove everything, telling me that I violated copyright, he could easily send me a cease and desist. He hired me instead. So. If that's not the definition of a maverick, I don't know what is. Mm. A maverick is someone who creates freely and without rules, and that's what me and Kevin do today through the art of podcasting.
Ooh, me and Kevin now.
There you go.
Hey, man, I got to drop the names. Man.
He won the award. He won the Maverick Award, not Kevin.
Yeah.
He walked out of that room with just as many awards as Kevin did.
He did, and just as much of a maverick as Kevin is.
Mm. Yeah.
According to them.
So I want to tell everybody sitting here to go out, do something, keep doing everything that you love doing, especially the arts. Definitely go for it. Go out there and be a maverick. Also, answer your freaking emails. Good night, everybody. Thank you for this award.
All right, Mick. Now, if you had that speech ready and I said, let me punch it up for you.
Yes.
And then read it blind once you go up there. Would you trust me?
No, but I would have let you do it anyway.
Only because he knows you.
I heard about your best man speech, and you made that mistake once already. I know. I've learned.
Mrs. Five never heard that story before.
Oh, she hadn't.
And because Frank is officiating a wedding,
right,
and we were out to dinner with the Franks, and Deb said, "Don't make any jokes about the groom." Being on methadone and having to have kicked heroin. Mary's face was so bewildered. And she goes, "Oh, you don't know? Oh, you never heard about what he said at my wedding?" She was like shocked.
Why? Was Mary shocked?
No.
Mary was shocked that he said that.
Even in retrospect, no, I look back and I'm like, I'm shocked. Yeah,
I think it's funny.
Yeah, Frank's a little nervous about it.
Oh yeah, yeah, he should be.
I gave him some advice though. I hope it'll help him.
You know, Get Him is recognized by New Jersey as somebody who can marry people,
and the United States government.
At your success rate is it at 25%?
Yeah,
25%.
What do you mean success rate?
Well, that are still married.
That are still married.
Marriages that he officiated.
Wait, how many?
Three.
I've done four.
Divorced.
When has he done these?
In the 90s, right?
2000s. Yeah, like the 2000s through 2015.
And why did people ask you to do it?
It was a very good friend of mine. She needed to get married to her husband so they could get base housing. And so I did that ceremony.
Why do you don't need to – like why not – you don't need to reveal that. You could just be like, it was a good, very good friend of mine and move on.
Yeah.
They were wet out of necessity.
Another one was a friend of one of my exes.
We're scammers.
Needed to get a green card. Okay.
Another was a friend of one of my exes. They.
Why did they turn to you, do you think?
Because my ex recommended me.
Why do you think she recommended you? You put a lot of thought and time into it?
I think I did.
And you don't charge a fee, right?
I charge dinner.
Oh, my God.
So basically free.
Yeah. So they got to feed me and or give me alcohol. Food and drink. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, depending on the venue.
And were they happy with the ceremonies?
Oh, yeah, they were very
happy. All four of them?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
There was a listener who showed up here and proposed to his gal at the general store, and they wanted to have the wedding here, and Gidim was going to officiate it.
Really?
But then I got sick, and she was sending me all these emails like, we're ready to do this, we're ready to do this. And I wasn't answering anything at that point. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I could, like, I thought I was
Is it dying. An award? Fuck it.
Yeah, I was like, I'm dying. Fucking, I don't give a fuck about your wedding right now. Like, I'm literally dying, I think. So, like, you know, figure it out. And, but yeah, that, so that, I thought that would have been sweet, though. You know, get him officiating a wedding here in the general store.
I would have come to that.
But I went through my archive. I found all my wedding books and mailing them off to Frank.
Frank was so cheap. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't buy the diploma that he's supposed to have, the paperwork.
Really?
Yeah, he registered online. Isn't it free? No, it's not free. All the paperwork, you know, is a fee, $35.
Like, $35.
Yeah, but it's just a certificate, like with all the
they don't check. Yeah.
But no, it's a whole package you get.
I think they do for the marriage license to make sure you're legally married.
I married Brian and I don't even remember signing paper.
Mary Beth.
No, you eventually did. The wedding planner fucked up and didn't have him sign it. Didn't have you sign it. Remember, I had to actually bring it to you.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Mm.
So you weren't legally married the night you deflowered her.
I know. Her parents are still pissed about it. Oh. But they were going crazy.
You hung the bloody sheet outside the bed.
Dude, I thought I was good to go.
But legally, though, you know, you were living in sin until BQ signed that paperwork.
Until BQ signed it, yeah. And long before that, too. I mean, we lived together for years. I actually did. I didn't get to do it because I was like, it's going to make too much of a mess. But I did bring a sheet with me, and I had red food dye with the Kara syrup. And I was going to hang it out the window, but I'm like, I'm going to get it all over everything. And it's just they're not going to be happy. Yeah. But I got to say, I look
back. So you played it safe on your wedding, but on mine, you're just like, he's on heroin, everybody.
Yeah. I was so disappointed when I heard that Deb wanted you to yell something and then you didn't do it. I was like, oh, he should have done it. It would have been great. She wanted you to say something like yell, tell him Steve Dave at the end or something.
I think she wanted to say also make the – some bizarre out of left field.
He's on heroin. People would have believed it, though.
He's on heroin. Not a good
Still? Red Russian turns around.
I know. Yeah. We all know.
Yeah. We're doing it anyway. He promised he'll get better.
How do you think I got him here?
So should we be making jokes like that, Mingno? Like
at the award ceremony?
No, just in general on our podcast. Is that too mean?
I mean,
as long as they're being mean to each other, I mean, because I don't know.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah.
It's okay then. Yeah,
that's okay.
It's really like hard to navigate.
It's helping to erase the stigma.
Well, the rules are constantly changing. You don't know what you can say, when you can say it. Right. Oh, the shit that you couldn't say last week, it's fine to say it today.
But like, it's hard though. Like in the world where you're trying to garner awards though, it's a minefield though, because, you know, you want to still have content that people want to listen to, but yes. You don't want to have content though that's mean though,
right?
And punches down.
It's tough.
Anything.
It's a fine line.
It is. Fine how line. Do you do it?
Save that shit for off the air when we're hanging out. And all we do is punch down.
Yeah.
I think it's okay.
My arms hurt. Yeah. All I do is punching down.
I think you guys are fine making fun of each other, but you know, once you go,
there's no line
here,
that we can cross when
punch
we're talking
sideways
about each other. I mean, punching sideways. Punch sideways. Is that something that you just made up?
No, I've said it in interviews about Impractical Jokers for years.
Mm. Have you like, coined it, though?
I doubt I coined it.
That's really good.
I never heard it before.
Well, it's award worthy.
Wait a minute.
But so is there a line that we can – be honest, though. Is there a line we can cross when we're making fun of each other? And like you, as somebody who comes in as – you haven't been here in quite a while.
Right.
You would not be – up for the same treatment then as us three. Like you need to be treated differently with more kid gloves as a guest.
When have you treated me with kid gloves?
Well, I'm trying to be a little bit more like, you know, like Ming Chen, like a maverick.
Right.
Like
what are the rules?
I would have to treat you more like a maverick. A porcelain I would treat you like a porcelain doll. Right?
A porcelain vagina.
A China doll, if you will.
Like a Ming Boss.
I thought that would be very, you know, that'd be a misstep
right
in the eyes of Monmouth County Arts if I were to call you a China doll.
I think a China doll is an art. It's like an art.
But I thought they could
just call him a China doll offensive? Like would, David Bowie song? China girl? I mean,
how about it like a Ming Vase?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, if I treat you like a delicate flower.
Yes.
I should be.
Like a little pussy.
Willow,
don't do that.
See, you're giving me mixed messages, man.
Don't do
that. He doesn't want you in competition.
Oh, yeah, I'm really worried about you guys. I'm constantly checking my rearview mirror for you guys.
We in your fucking blind spot. I learned from the master. Yes, right. You're not going to see me.
Right. If we want to keep it like free of laughs, free of any of that kind of stuff, I'm going to go back and study some Mike and Ming shows from back in the day.
That's step one, yeah, for
so
sure.
You're telling me in your whole history of podcasting with Mike, you don't have any content that you're like, man, I hope nobody ever hears that. Don't be specific.
It should be every show. What are you talking about?
Here we go again.
Something that you're like, boy, if they knew about that, this award would be up in smoke.
I'm sure I've said many things I've regretted and totally forgot about.
So you are admitting right here, right now, that you're not this squeaky clean.
I never said I was.
They gave an award to a guy who espoused pot for over a decade.
Yeah.
So surely I don't think there's anything Ming has done that's worse than that, right?
What do you mean? So your feelings are that they overlooked that?
Oh yeah.
That isn't. I don't think that's a big deal.
It's legal in New Jersey.
In the award.
Well, now that it's legal, but I mean, if you're looking for a squeaky clean image, that's certainly not squeaky clean, right?
Right. Can the awards be retroactively taken back?
Oh, I'm sure they can.
So yeah. You want to start a petition?
Oh, like Miss America?
Change.org.
Start digging up dirt on me now. You're going to have to listen to all those Mike and Ming show episodes to find some dirt.
I'd rather you get the award.
Is it worth it?
Ming Chen is the next Vanessa Williams.
All the morning shows.
Oh, my God. What happened to all the morning shows? Like they're gone. It's like lost.
They're in a landfill with Atari video games and Funko Pops.
Yeah. Yeah, they're in a landfill in Alamogordo, New Mexico.
But where did they go? They're completely gone. They've been scrubbed from the internet.
I don't know. I have no. Where, I don't control.
Who owns
that.
Them? You don't have copies of all the old masters.
I have them somewhere, but
I remember them as being some very solid shows that probably shouldn't see the light of day again. There was some stuff in there that we were that was back in the. The wild days, the wild west.
Yeah. No. I'm not talking about.
You're talking about the morning shows that we did when Kevin took a break?
No. Not the ones the curator has the ones we were on.
Oh, okay.
And you guys were on. Oh. I'm talking about the fucking infinite episodes that you guys did that are no longer on the internet.
Years.
Mike and Ming. They've been scrubbed from the internet.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like no one can find them.
Yeah. The old morning show. They're somewhere out there.
There's literally thousands of episodes,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I don't know about thousands, hundreds for sure.
At least 500, right?
I don't know about 500, 400 maybe.
Gone.
Just gone.
Nobody can access them now. You know, I mean, you're sitting on a gold mine of fucking content that people will pay top dollar for. If you release it in a box set.
Yeah, an anthology. Yeah. Like Led Zeppelin or like Kiss.
Like when people are like they misuse the term gaslighting, this is being used correctly right here.
But no, if you promote it as like, you know, scrub from the internet, find out why these episodes are nowhere to be found. Yeah. You know, you really play up the
what the Mammoth Arch didn't want you to hear.
Can it come in a commemorative trash can? Because that's exactly where they belong.
Oh, man. Punch down, asshole.
No, sideways.
Dude.
I can take it from him.
Actually, yeah, he is punching up.
He has nowhere else to punch.
There's nowhere he can't punch down. It's impossible.
Yeah, laugh it up, 148. Laugh it up.
All right, now we got to make sure Get Him gets an award. Write this down. Gift bags. I wrote that down for the award show. You know how like bags. The Academy Awards have like so maybe we can get some sponsors.
Oh, gift intent. Put it out right now. Yeah, we're looking for
like
sponsors.
We can get some MeUndies in there. We can get
some stuff from Trendy Tots.
I'll talk to Mary Beth. I'll tell her this is what we're doing.
You we need
children's
bag.
Clothing.
Yeah.
The yarn lady.
She's not. Yeah,
okay,
she's not
never
a fan.
Mind.
All right, writing that down.
Can I interrupt for just a moment?
Sure.
We have a word from a sponsor. Old sponsor. They came back.
Oh, really? One we haven't done in a while?
We haven't done in
quite a
while.
Sherry's Berries.
No, Sherry's Berries is never coming back. However,
Burrow. Man.
No, nobody we offended.
That code still
somebody
works.
Who's kind of dropped off.
Nature Couch.
They're back.
I bought a Burrow couch recently, and I used our old code. It worked.
Oh, I thought you said the old coat still works.
No, coat. Yeah.
That's why I said couch. You're confusing Burrow as a coat manufacturer.
No, not at all.
This episode is sponsored by Boners and Blue Chew.
Oh, Blue Chew.
Wow.
They are back after that long.
Nice.
They finally fucking wised up. They're like, you know what? They thought they could go without TSD.
Right.
They thought they could make it fucking –
their shit
they saw it all fucking go to shit.
Yep, and now they're back. Right in the trash can.
They heard about all the rappers that are in our couch.
Begging for TSD to come back and promote them.
What is a better – yeah, exactly. What is a better statement of the quality of Blue Chew that we have so many rappers tucked away on our couch? Somebody was using them.
Yeah, Democrats. Mm.
Democrats were using them. Remember the days when you're always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. Listen up, BlueChew.com. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra. That one I never heard of. But in chewable tablets and at a fraction of the cost. That's nice. You can take them anytime, day or night, so plan ahead and be ready whenever an opportunity arises. Mm-hmm. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part, it's all done online. So no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line in the pharmacy. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA, sorry, Ming, and prepared and shipped direct to your door in a discreet package.
Oof.
And these things are, you know, people ask, well, do they work? I don't need it. You might not think you need it. Try it for a month for free, and you're going to love it. You could be missing out on the best sex of your life. Look, everybody, every guy, I don't care who you are, except for maybe Walt Flanagan, at one point or another has been like, oh, God, why is this happening to me? This never happens to
me. You know what I was told about it? I was talking to my buddy who lives in California, and he was telling me that he gets them by, quote, unquote, the bucket load.
Oh, yeah?
He loves them. And I was like, oh, I haven't really had a problem in that area yet. And he goes, it's not. He goes, you're thinking about it wrong. He goes, it's not. He goes, I can get a boner anytime I want. He goes, I take one of these. It's like a teenage boner.
Yeah.
He's like, it is so rock hard and so fucking. He goes, you don't even know. He goes, you don't remember what those boners feel like. I thought it was all about getting and maintaining, which I can. But his point was, it's like, it's about the density.
Right.
I think maybe I'm gonna have to sign up for some Blue Chew. See how it goes.
Go for it, man. Because the postman's gonna bring it to you.
All right.
Your package has arrived. Your package has arrived.
I have a postwoman. That's even sexier. I like that even better.
Damn. Nobody wants the postman delivering your Blue Chew.
Hey, what's wrong with you, pal?
Well, it's discreet packaging. They shouldn't know unless they opened up the package. Postman shouldn't know.
Hey, it took a couple. Is that cool?
just says boner pills.
With a Z.
They say first impressions are important. What about lasting impressions? And there's nothing sexier than confidence. And Blue Chew can help you give confidence where it counts. So Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. Chew it and do it. The special deal for listeners, try Blue Chew free when you use the promo code TESD at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code TESD to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. Thank you, Blue Chew.
Nice to have you back.
I didn't run it by Mary Beth, but I have an ad.
Okay. Oh. All right. Let's hear it.
Hi, I'm Walt Flanagan. And I'm a lifelong comic book fanatic and former cast member of the hit AMC show Comic Book Men. And when I need the most recent Marvel Masterworks or that new hard-to-find omnibus, there's only one place I go. Tim's Corner Comics.
Tim's back.
Tim's Corner Comics is located at 1303 30th Street, Rock Island, Illinois, zip code 61201, and they will be hosting their annual fall sale on October 21st. Dope deals that you need to take advantage of. 25% off action figures, statues, and other collectibles. 50% off trade paperbacks, hardcovers, and backstock comics. That includes current Bronze and Silver Age issues. They'll have Bill Douglas there, Draw Me Bill, doing character sketches for those in attendance. So if you live near the Illinois-Iowa border, you won't want to miss this event. So check out Tim's Comics. It's where this former comic book man gets his books, and it's where you can too. Call Tim at 309-794-033 or email them at timscornercomics@gmail.com to place an order today.
All right, Tim.
All right, Tim.
Got some quality shirts he makes.
Again, I don't believe that Alex has sold his cabins yet, so If you want to go on the cruise at a discounted rate, Alex, our buddy, is selling his cabins. You can't go. ijcruise33@gmail.com. Go check that out. I also have my very first notice because I knew Ming was coming in. It's like the people want to know, .. whose dick did you suck?
For the award or
For the award.
To get on the cruise or like, yeah, be more specific, man.
Yeah,
it's my pleasure to have you on the cruise, bud.
Speaking of comic shops, though, you still do you still have an ownership in Golden Sword?
Coral Sword, yes.
Oh,
Coral Sword.
Coral Sword. Golden Sword's what you get. You have to take a blue chip.
Yeah, 1318 Telephone Road, Houston, Texas, everybody. Yeah. Yes, I do have a stake still in this. So, yes, in doing very well.
Nice.
Doing
very well. Pimp it a little bit? You want to tell them where they can?
Yeah, if you want to visit the Ultimate Comics and Gaming and Streaming Cafe, go to Coral Sword, 1318 Telephone Road, in the heart of Southeast Houston, Texas.
Nice.
Yeah, doing good. Doing good.
Gaming, huh?
Gaming. Yes.
Oh, gaming.
Gaming.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Gaming.
There it is.
My mistake.
Back. You do gaming, board gaming, card
game. Give an award to that, Jim.
You want to play Friday Night Magic? Go to Coral Sword.
When are we playing TSD and D?
I heard them talking about it last night.
Last night.
All right. I'm really chomping at the bit here.
Our dungeon master was here last night, and I told him that you're chomping at the bit and you want to be an elf warrior.
Elf warrior, Fistermesh, the elf warrior.
All you got to do is email me free Sundays or Mondays in November, or because I think October is pretty much done here for you guys. I know you're going away, but in November then.
Let me put that on my to-do list.
Yeah, I told him he's writing up a little script right now as you as the elf warrior.
Great. Dragons. And what dates? Sundays?
Sundays in the evening, Mondays, anytime really, Mondays.
Okay.
And while they're figuring out their schedule, if you want to see Q play TSD and D, there's only one way to do it. Let's go to patreon.com/tellemstevedave and sign up. All far more than money. Worth far more than money.
You know, there's so many new shows on there. We've launched I sold comics. But Ming Chen is a cast member. What did you get any feedback for any?
Yeah, everyone loves it.
I know, but any blowback from anybody?
I haven't heard. I'm sure it's gotten back to
nobody. Was like, what the fuck? Or
not that I've heard of. No.
Have you seen any of the old guys? Any of the old?
Not in a while, no. Not in a while. So,
when's the last time you were at the store?
Maybe like a month ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so, relatively.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And if you are going to sign up for Patreon, make sure you do it not at the end of the month, but at the beginning of the month. Because otherwise, it charges you again at the beginning of the month.
You stupid fuck. We almost double charged them. Now look.
Let people sign up when they want.
I'm trying to look at it.
But everyone's doing well. I haven't seen anybody in close to 2 years.
Yeah, I believe everyone's doing well.
Nice.
Yeah. Business is brisk.
They ask about me?
I haven't heard your name uttered in there since. Okay.
How often do they talk about him during the day?
Like Walt,
times per day.
I'm
like,
sure
remember
they do.
When Walt was here?
Yeah, man, we miss Walt being here. Yeah.
Oh,
man, the good old days. I don't know.
I do miss them. So it's nice to hear that they miss me too.
Yeah.
He never really said that. You talking about the stash?
Yeah.
You said nobody misses him.
No, that's what.
Oh, you're being. I thought you said
Maverick.
You did miss me.
No, I haven't heard it. I haven't heard your name.
Okay, that's awkward.
I don't miss them either. Fuck them.
That's awkward because I just said I missed them too.
Yeah. But you were being phony, so it's okay.
Yeah. No, I wasn't being phony. You
weren't?
I do miss them.
Keep it going. That's how you win awards. Keep it going.
I'm on the right track.
You're on the right track. Okay.
Yeah, I miss those guys dearly.
The old gang. Well, who is there from the old gang? It's just Sunday Jeff, right?
No, and Johnny and Mike.
Oh, Johnny. I forgot about Johnny.
And Carol. How's Carol doing? I miss her.
I don't know, but I'm sure she's fine. I'm sure she's fine.
Oh, man. Tell
Mammoth Arch is going to hear this.
We're
going to get an award.
If you see her,
he deserves one for this.
I said, an Academy Award.
we got to get together for lunch or something. Yeah. Definitely before the year.
You know, I'll join you for that
retouch
lunch.
Retouch and, you know, just connect.
You're going to pass that on to him, Ming?
No, I'll join you for lunch. Yeah, I'll pass that on and I'll join
tell
you.
Tell her, please.
It'll be great.
Maybe we can invite her to our Christmas party.
This fucking chasing awards is hard shit.
I know, right?
It's hardly worth it.
It's a job. So now you can admit I earned it.
Holy shit, man. Fucking sweating.
Now, I don't have to ask Walt this question. Is he any closer to an award?
Probably
not, right?
Maybe a millimeter.
Don't tell me all that fucking is out the window. It was all for nothing.
No. You've We use a P word, your progress. Forward progress.
You say like pussy. Well, yeah. It feels like I got to bend the will. Yeah.
There is that too.
And act like a fucking.
Yeah, just show us your vag. We'll give you an award.
I can't believe how much fun it is having Ming here, man. I've missed having you in.
He's my favorite guest. We've had some good guests in here. Great. I really like when Ming comes. I never even consider him a guest.
I just consider him part of the show, and it's been so long.
Well, when they did the Kiss stuff, Ming, you were the fourth guy, right? When Kevin did the rock and roll patch.
Yeah. I didn't have to be put on there. I don't know who put that on there.
Kevin did.
Oh, he did. Okay. Well, yeah. Great. Thanks, Kevin.
I was on there too.
So you were also like an unofficial fourth member. Yeah, I guess Hitler, get him.
Yeah, I'm in great company. You three guys. Great company.
Wow. What are you up to? Like, what is the days? What is the days? And how are you filling your life these days?
Weekdays, running three studios.
Yeah.
Name the addresses. Of the
yeah,
studios.
Like, so let's give up
studios,
one.
I got one in Red Bank, two blocks from Jansson Bob Secret Stasha, called A Shared Universe. One over in Bellworks, over at Homedale, and one in the basement of the Monmouth Mall.
Monmouth Mall still going strong, huh?
Yeah. You didn't hear about that?
You're in the Monmouth Mall?
Yeah.
That's fucking
huge. He's the last guy in the Monmouth Mall. What are you talking about?
We're in the mall that they keep talking about knocking down, but yes.
Right, but still, that is down, fucking – you know how the dream when I was growing up was like to have a spot in the mall, and you did it.
Yeah.
Dude, I was wrong.
Even in the basement?
Even in the – oh, it's not – you can't walk in
that. No, it's not next to
he's subterranean.
It's not next to the Burger King and the Chick-fil-A and the Sunglass Hut.
You have to put a key into an elevator and it takes you down.
No, there's a staircase.
How did you get that?
One of our clients got a job down there, and they turned out to be a secret studio down there.
Pirate Radio?
And you don't have to give me figures.
Okay.
But how are you able to fucking float three locations so close to one another and still make it work? You know, how do you float that many months?
He doesn't. He borrowed money from me for lunch.
They're all far enough away that, you know, they don't compete with each other.
Red Bank, Eatontown, and
that was a little closer, but, you know, it's –
they're all within
– like 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's seemingly – it's. I would think that's rather close to one another, but how do you
– But it depends. You're coming 20 minutes from Belmar, you're going to hit the mall. You're coming 20 minutes from Woodridge, you're going to hit Bellworth.
But it works out then if two people want to record a podcast at the same time, they can each go to a different studio.
Right. That's true. Okay. But how do you float those monthly nuts?
You know,
three of them.
I make deals here and there. So.
How do you juggle those nuts?
I make deals, and you know, we help everybody out. So.
I was about to tag up on that, but I was like, I want to fucking win an award. I am not going to tag up easy fucking softballs.
Yeah. It's influencing him like The Shining.
Did you see me? It was like my neck fucking.
I could see. Yeah,
I was like
your eyes change, and you open your mouth a little bit, and then you're like, nope. Juggling nuts.
I'm waiting for him to grab it and call it as precious. The way he keeps staring at it.
And you are now. The sole owner of Shared Universe.
You're not
sharing it with anybody.
No, I'm the sole owner, yeah.
Is that legal? Like you have paperwork
that says we signed papers. Yeah.
All right. Now do you need investors?
Yes, I do. So
I would still invest. I'd still look to be an investor.
Amazing. Yeah. All right. Let me drop those papers.
We've said that before though, and you've never
51%?
No.
What kind of percentage you want it? Would you be interested to start out with?
Is this like Dragon's Den?
You know, I'm a
Shark Tank.
I'm part owner of Joe DeRosa's sandwich shop, Joe DeRosa's.
Oh, are you really? It's a great place.
A worthy investment.
Great place.
Joey Rose's.
And I wish I was more of an owner. I think I'm a low percentage.
Mm-hmm. And you're getting you're seeing a return on your investment monthly?
You know.
I got a sandwich the other day.
I had a couple of sandwiches. That was pretty good. But it's a great bar.
Okay.
And I'm part owner there. But so I don't know. So I wouldn't want to be like – I don't want to have a voice in the say, but I want to feel like, you know, I own some. I don't want 1%.
Like your picture on the wall maybe.
Something. Something. You know. I don't want to be a 1% owner. No. That's like
– just dip your toe to see how it goes though, right?
Well, how would you figure that, man? Like how would you figure if you have him invest? It's like he invests X amount of dollars that gives him how much percentage of the company. And then if he starts bossing you around and shit?
I'll figure that out. I mean, everything's we keep the investors happy.
Yeah.
Keep the investors happy. So.
All right.
Yeah, you want a photo up on the wall? Yeah, no problem.
Yeah. Welcome to my podcast studio.
Yeah. Got Puck Nuts, now he's got a shared universe. Taking over the world, man.
Now, was it an amicable?
Yeah, it was pretty amicable.
It seemed like it was Mike being like, I don't want to do this anymore. And you being like, I want to keep doing this.
Oh, yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I mean, listen, he's working full time at the store. You know how many hours that takes in the day and how hard it is. You know, Kevin doesn't sleep, so he's constantly needing something. So, yeah.
Really? Kevin doesn't sleep and he needs something? What could it be?
Bring me a soda.
I need a ride somewhere.
He calls upon Mike to do it when he's when he can't sleep
at the store. But you don't just do one job when you work with Kevin. You work, you know, you're doing seven things at the same time.
Right. Mike, Jen's in LA. I'm just saying.
Juggle these nuts. Oh, fuck.
Oh, come on, dude.
He's back. Baby.
Yeah, he's back.
He's been back like five times during this episode alone. Yeah. I did want to ask you guys, I'm almost positive I know Walt's answer, but I see this in movies and TV all the time where guys stand next to each other while taking a piss and talking. Ever done it?
Never.
Get them?
Not that I know of.
Hugh.
Just at urinals?
No, not at urinals.
And like, in the woods?
Like at the woods? Like you pull over to the side of the road and like you're
fucking
like –
as far as you can
like,
from each other.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
I never understood that. Like Mary Beth asked me the other day. She's like, do guys really do that? I said, absolutely not to my knowledge. I don't know anybody who stands – any guy who stands like a foot away from – what's that?
Yeah. I remember at the – we were going to a Devils game and we were on the way back.
Right.
Someone had to go real bad. And I was like, you know what? I'll go too. And, you know, we weren't back to back or side to side, but we were within
S to S
talking. we were within conversation distance. We had a conversation while it was going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay.
You know, we were like, I still can't believe the Devils won that game. Something along those lines. We're still talking about the game while pissing.
You're on such a high, it doesn't even matter.
Yeah. I couldn't even see his dick. It was dark.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But like, you
were. Who was it? Sunday?
No, it wasn't Sunday.
Timmy Hill.
Timmy Hill?
No, it
just outed
Timmy
him.
Now, wait a minute. That's okay for you to say that?
What?
To make that, like, just throw Timmy's name out there and slander him like that?
Slander? You guys are pissing next to each other.
It wasn't Timmy, though. You just said it. Now everybody thinks it was Timmy.
That was said in jest. It wasn't mean-spirited.
Just thinking of Pimmy,
they're really going to think it once I cut out you saying it wasn't Timmy.
But how is that not mean?
No, it could have been Kevin. It could have been Kevin. It could have been, it could have been anybody.
Well, you said Timmy Hill because Timmy Hill's a Devils fan.
Yeah. You guys have been to games together.
Been to games together. I'm sure he urinates.
Yes.
Right, even if it's on the side of the road illegally.
Humorous.
Again, I'm just trying to figure it out because I wouldn't think that it would be cute or award-winning behavior to just throw out someone's name like that.
So no potty humor.
I don't know. That's what I'm asking you.
Mm.
Well, so far, so good. They still give me an award. I make potty humor all the time. We had an old TV show based on it.
What, Comic Book Man?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that never won an award. And it sadly certainly won any awards in any time in the future.
Yeah. Well, that's not the mark of a good TV show if it's won awards. Let's not start thinking like that.
Have you ever been nominated for an Emmy? Or you must have submitted, I'm sure.
I don't think we've ever submitted. We might have submitted. We've never submitted. We don't submit on our behalf. I think True might have. But there was for sure was never – an ad or there was never a campaign.
Right. AMC submitted for us.
Every year they would.
No, we don't expect that we'll ever win an Emmy. Why would we?
It's a good show.
I agree.
It's a fun show.
It's not the sort of show that the people
that wins Emmys.
Yeah. I want to admit they watch.
It's fucking this country, man.
I hear people admitting it all the time. Yeah, people admit it all the time.
Too good.
Oh, you know a lot of people on the Emmys fucking?
No. I'm just saying I hear people.
I don't mean people don't admit. I just meant I think those muckety mucks, the ivory towers, aren't going to say that they watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Even when we had Paul Rudd on, they were still like, why is he slumming?
I can't recommend this season of Murders in the Building enough. You have Paul Rudd. You have Matthew Broderick.
Right away, I bet he brings up another show.
Yeah.
This is awesome. What happens in the Emmys discussions.
It's awesome, man. Yeah, but I know you're a big Paul Rudd fan, so when you watch it, you're going to really like it.
Yeah, I was waiting for it to end, and then I'll watch it.
Yeah, it just ended. Yeah, he's phenomenal in it.
He's like a bad – he's not a bad guy, but he's kind of a prick, right?
He's a real dick.
Yeah, I love it.
He's a real dick.
I love to see him like that. It's great.
Yeah, back to IJ, I got a sneak peek at an episode, I think, premiering this month.
Did you?
With a friend of the family, and it was a really great episode.
An IJ episode?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's you know, a certain boy band member that we all know.
Oh,
and
you
love.
Saw the Fatone stuff?
I did. It was great.
Yeah, it doesn't. We don't. I think because of the strike, they pushed the episodes to like January. So it won't
yeah,
be this
okay.
Year. But the Fatone episode, we thought there was a chance it was going to be the series finale. So we really fucking put our all into it.
Yeah,
it might be one of the. It's definitely in the top five greatest.
One episodes. Of the best that I've seen.
Yeah, so. Thank you. Great job. Fatone, like, great unbelievable.
How did you get to see it?
I wound up at his house. By a weird series of circumstances. He's like, hey, check this out. And he put it up on the TV.
Fatone,
he's
yeah.
really proud of it.
Comes with the Maverick
Award.
Be.
He really fucking delivered.
You He's are, shaking your head.
No, because it's just like, it's amazing. You are hobnobbing with celebrities.
Joey Fatone?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. You're a major celebrity.
Yeah. You're hobnobbing with celebrities, winning awards, just.
What are we doing wrong?
Yeah, you're fucking amazing. And it's. It was so fucking shitty of me not to consider you a maverick when I didn't know that you were out fucking smoozing with celebs too.
Yeah, tough life.
That doesn't make him a maverick.
Tough life.
Makes him a douchebag.
So what else is going on? What else is going on with Ming-Chen's
world? And conventions on the weekends. I go almost every weekend.
And you hang out with celebrities there too, right?
Yeah, you
what
know.
Celebrities you've been hanging out with lately?
You know, guys like The Walking Dead. And,
really?
You know, yeah.
Abe Lincoln, what's his name?
No, Andrew Lincoln.
Andrew Lincoln.
Nah, he doesn't do Abe cons, Lincoln. But, some of the other characters, we get along very well.
The dude that everybody loves with the angel wings,
Norman Reedus. No, I haven't seen him in a while either. Not
no,
him.
No.
Who's
you're like, hanging out with like third, fourth tier characters.
Like you know, the guy play, like Ross Marquand, like the guy who plays Aaron, or you know.
And the show is still on.
It's over now.
It's over now. But yeah, isn't there still the, Fear the Walking Dead?
They got all the spinoffs now. Yeah. That's why we're not on the air anymore, my friends. They went and put all the money into that.
How do you stuff, address so. The show going the shit after the second season when you're talking to them?
I
doesn't.
You don't,
I
don't bring it up?
I don't bring that up.
Oh, that's wow. The positivity.
Yeah.
You get you awards.
It's not their fault.
I got to rethink every move I've made in my life.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, you're only telling me now?
I've been telling you since fucking
since fifth grade. I remember a young Walt Flanagan be like, don't do that.
Yeah, they're still fun. They'd love to have you guys back if you ever wanted to come back.
Who's they?
You know, the people who run the conventions.
Which convention is this?
I mean, any of them.
You keep saying that, and then you never invite
Nobody
me. I'm like, oh, he's in Maryland.
Well, didn't you fucking really
burned your bridges?
You burned a lot of bridges, didn't
I
you?
I burned a lot of bridges.
Just not showing up.
Yeah, you started building. You started
that
rebuilding.
That was druggy, bro. Yeah, I can rebuild bridges.
Yeah.
I'm definitely responsible now.
Yeah. No, I
yeah,
know.
Yeah, like I would have just not show up.
Yeah?
No, never.
So can
never.
We get him in a con?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Right. Oh, this is great.
Absolutely. And, you
next
know,
one's somewhere
no, matter, no matter where I go, Alaska, Hawaii, Dubai, always ants.
You were at Dubai.
Dubai,
right.
I don't know, man. Like, what if I meet, like, some hot Dubai chick and we're, like, necking on the beach or something? Next thing you know, I'm in jail for a fucking year.
That could happen. So.
Oh, no,
yeah,
no.
I can't risk that.
You can get thrown in jail for having an argument with, like, a worker there.
Oh, at the TSA, right?
No. Like there was a lady was held in custody because she got into an argument with the rental car clerk.
For a year, right? Was that like
yeah.
something crazy?
Yeah.
Imagine, you know, your burger isn't prepared right, and you fucking act the way you did, and you're kicking down doors,
yeah.
ranting and raving.
My shawarma's undercooked.
Yeah. Like, yeah, like, that shit doesn't play here, man.
Right?
Like, what are the con chances for a person who is in like a flea market scene of like the first episode of Comic Book Men?
Not good.
No.
Not okay, good.
Damn. I don't know. You see some pretty fucking like – down the like low
sure.
tier characters.
I mean,
at these
like
things.
Me, but yes, even lower than me.
I can't believe you. Like you, I think your greatest achievement is extending the small amount of notoriety that we had for years.
Yeah.
After the fact, and really like that. You know what? I'm turned around. He's a maverick.
Yeah.
I'm turned around because I sit here and I think about all the networking you've done, all the people you've met, the life that you've carved out for yourself. You did a pretty fucking good job.
Thank you.
This is all absolutely. The shit I was saying last week.
I know.
This is exactly what I was
I
saying
They don't
last
listen
week.
To you.
What he
no.
said.
Yeah.
I do have a question.
Ask away.
How soon will the Maverick Award appear on one of your banners for the at a con?
I mean, that's up to the people who run the cons. But
I thought you designed your own banners.
I do, yeah. But you know,
okay.
the convention
I don't
prints,
think,
prints
yeah.
them out as well.
Okay. I don't think that's going to make anybody
that's a local
buy
think,
a photo.
You don't think ants are going to want to come and take a photo with him in that?
Oh, should I bring that with me?
That's like it's a Stanley Cup? Yeah.
I would get a replica. I wouldn't bring the real trophy.
You can sell that like you sell the Brian Quinn 8x10s.
Yeah, yeah. How'd they sell?
I don't sell those. I give them to ants that identify themselves. Away. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah, well, they I had a whole stack of them from that con we all went to a year and a half ago that went out of business.
Right.
Yeah.
Even though I did like at cons, I would generally like after they ended, I would run back to my room and hide. I did enjoy traveling with Ming. Like the times that we've gone out.
Yeah, it was fun.
Had fun. Yeah, fun. Very fun. So you know what? Let's talk after we're off mic.
All right.
Look at him stroking that thing.
He wants it, man.
Look at that.
Well, how much would you sell it to Walt for?
I'd award it with my name on
yeah.
it. You know, maybe
we could put it on display at the TST Town General Store. It would get a lot of eyes on it.
You got room here for that?
Oh, for this? Hell yeah.
You got room for that?
We could throw out Crumpy and like just
put that right put it right in the fish tank.
Fish tank. Like lasers around it.
Does Jimmy the Hair Guy want to buy Crumpy?
He would buy it.
Dude, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
He'd take out a bank loan to buy it.
I just want to be involved. Fuck yeah, man. I'll do it.
That motherfucker. You think you meet a lot of people?
Yeah.
Holy shit, man. Every time
I'm paying through the nose, though.
He's got to be independently wealthy and just fucking with us, right?
No.
No?
Yeah, he's not independently wealthy.
How do they – I mean, they – it's like every single fuck – I mean, and I'm talking people that I'm like, who the fuck is this? Like he had pictures with Odenkirk and David Cross. And yes. I'm like, holy shit, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
But then they've got pictures with these people that I'm like – like even after I look them up, I still don't know who they are.
Jamie Farr.
Jamie Farr, for example. Yes. Yeah. Jamie the Hair Guy.
But –
Well, didn't we bring Ming in to judge on something?
Oh,
didn't
yeah.
we bring the Maverick in
yeah,
on something?
Because, did you listen to the episode? The whole episode?
Which one?
Where we talked about your Maverick Award?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The one from last week.
Yeah, so you heard about what Gidim is up to at the ShopRite and
with the fake receipts?
Yeah. And you were brought in because we wanted to know your take on how he's living his life and how he could make some changes and do some small things, baby steps, to lead a more maverick lifestyle.
Okay. To annoy people less, maybe?
Not to annoy. It's just that I don't agree to submit to receipt checking.
He's got to keep his eye on the prize.
But man, people hate this, man. People hate this.
Some people hate it. Some people.
Oh, why has online people been against?
Oh, yeah.
I actually driving home that day, I was thought, I bet you a lot of people are going to agree with Gidim, but that has not been the case.
No, I think majority of
depends on where you look. Depends on where you look.
Like because I posted it.
Huh? No, I've posted it. I posted it in other places, and it was majority of support.
Well, what places?
I have some other subreddits I'm on.
Right, because those Reddits are like how to fuck over the man.
Yeah.
No, it's for their specific subreddits for
Fourth Amendment rights.
No, it's just it's for specific people on.
It's unreasonable, Reddit. I tell you.
Yeah. Like-minded people.
No, it's just
echo chamber.
No, it's not an echo chamber. It's just it's a.
Of course it is.
It's a subreddit for only certain people on Reddit who have achieved.
Why are you not naming it?
As it's part of the rules.
Can't really people just click on your name?
Oh, my God.
It's a hidden subreddit, yeah.
What do you mean? The government can't see it?
I'm sure the government can see it, but normal Reddit users can't see it.
As long as the government can see it, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to adhere to handing in a receipt, and I wish a January 6th would happen again.
Could you imagine how many people are online in hidden subreddit boards complaining about receipts? Like they're doing it. They're out there. They're taking times of their life. They're dwindling life. They'll only be alive for a certain amount of time. And like they're spending their time engaging with him online about that.
You're right. Get him.
Yeah.
So what – without talking down to him.
Okay.
And without making it a joke, what is your real reactions to somebody who's – wasting this many brain cells? I know he's got a lot of them, and he can waste a lot of them.
I mean, self-proclaimed, but yeah.
So self-proclaimed?
Well, the 148, that's not documented,
that's
is
Walter.
It?
It is, yeah.
Is it?
I had to take a test for school.
Okay. And we can look this up. This is on, like, on record
somewhere?
I'm sure
somewhere. It's in my permanent record
okay,
somewhere.
Okay, all right, take it back. All right, okay.
Yeah, because I was doing so poorly in school, because I was doing so poorly in school, they tested my IQ.
Oh, yes, we've heard this all before. Yeah, okay, right. Yeah.
He's not lying, though.
All right.
I mean, you know, you could be doing more constructive things with your life, but hey, if this makes you happy, I don't know, is it hurting anybody with the fake receipts?
Don't you? Well, it hurts the people behind them because it's fucking annoying to anybody.
This is what it looks like. So I hand this. If they become insistent, I hand it to them and I just keep walking.
Well, this is a legit scanned fake receipt?
Yes.
And how long does it take?
Somebody else made that.
A professor made the thing that's on the back and that part. I just added the receipt because when you hand it to a checker who becomes a little pushy,
I mean, I really don't see the point, but.
But can't you, in this day and age, can't you just sit, like, when they're like, can I see your receipt? Just say, no thanks, and keep walking. And
I do.
They can't chase you. They can't do anything anymore.
That's what I said. No, it's for when they become pushy because not a lot of – some receipt checkers don't realize that they don't have the legal authority to stop you or that they don't have the authority to stop you, and they become insistent.
Right.
They think that they're like Colonel Jessup and a few good men, and they're the thin line that's –
Look at him go.
But it's true. I went to Walmart and I had a guy run after me.
They think they're in the Marines.
Yeah. I had a guy run after me.
That's what they believe. They're not just doing their minimum wage job.
I love this.
I had a guy run after me.
You sleep under the banner of the spoiled food I buy and then question the manner in which I eat it?
You want me at that Walmart. You need me at that Walmart.
Yeah. I had a guy run after me and threatened to take my license plate and have the cops at my house in 15 minutes because I didn't hand over my receipt.
Can I ask a question? It's a tough one. As a man who's worked in security, if you saw someone behaving the way you behave at the grocery store, would it not raise red flags if you were working security there?
Yes. But then I would
rest my case.
But then I would But in order to stop someone with probable cause, you have to observe them shoplifting. And you can't observe me shoplifting because I don't shoplift.
Right, but you're acting suspicious though.
That's not what's considered probable cause under shopkeeper's privilege.
But they're not trying to arrest you. They're just trying to check your receipt to make sure you're not stealing shit.
But they can ask, but I don't have to submit.
But why does somebody have to submit credentials like at a game that you were working security to get through clearance? Why can't they just say the same thing? Well, I don't have to submit my credentials to you. You're not law enforcement.
You do though, because that's the conditions of your ticket or that's your conditions of entering. Just like if I was at a Costco, yes, I would have to hand over my receipt because that is part of the membership agreement.
So if ShopRite were to put into writing or post it somewhere, we can
check receipts. No. I would have to agree to it.
They can't put a sign up that just says by entering ShopRite, you're agreeing to have your
– Nope.
They can't do that?
Why not?
They can put the sign up. It doesn't mean it's actually legal.
Why can a sporting event do that?
Because it's a condition of your ticket.
Well, what if they gave you a ticket as you walked in with that?
But I would have to buy the ticket just like I buy a membership at Costco.
Money has to change hands for that to be enforceable?
It's a part of a contract.
So if they say, well, in the shop, right, there's a 1 cent fee added to your bill that makes this a membership, and by the way, you're going to have to show your receipt, then by those rules, you'd be okay with it.
And then I would probably not shop there anymore.
But you'd understand. You'd say they were in the right then.
They would legally be in the right then, yes, to check my receipt.
That's all you care about?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Got it.
Why are you shopping there anyways then if you don't disagree with their policies?
That was my fucking question. Yeah.
They just instituted this policy because they according to the manager, because of TikTok and Instagram, they've been getting shoplifters.
All right. And you know, I thought this was like nothing, but I rechecked the fake receipt. There's a whole manifesto on the back here.
Yeah. Again, I didn't write this. I didn't write
longer than your speech.
But you agree with it.
I can imagine being in a mood though. Like I can imagine being in a mood and like there's a line and they're checking the receipts and I just walk around people and just be like, just fuck off. I'm not stealing. I'm not shoplifting. Just fuck off.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
I can imagine that.
I am not. No, I am not abusive like that saying fuck off.
What do they call a Mel Karen? Because I think you might be one. I think you might be one, dude.
Look, I'm rarely stopped mostly because of the color of my skin, but.
Oh, smart. He's going for an award. No. See that?
No,
see what he did there?
Because it is true.
I'm privileged.
Yes.
No. I once went in blackface and they stopped me.
No, because what I do is I just keep my head forward and just keep going. And they usually don't. Again, sir, no thank you. And I just keep walking. But this is only when they become insistent. Yeah, no thank you. Yeah.
Like how little would you care? You're a receipt checker.
Right.
And this is the guy.
But some people – the problem is –
How little would
that,
you care if he's –
The
if
problem is
by.
That some people do. This is not for the people who don't care.
Right.
This is for the people who push it. And, you know, they don't know their legal authority.
Mm-hmm. And you do.
I've read the law. Yeah, it's not that hard.
Thank God, everybody.
New Jersey 2C20-11.
Oh, it's it's interesting that even your dad is like, just fucking show him the receipt.
You're a modern day Martha Ray. Or Norma Ray.
Norma Ray. I mean, he moved like Martha Ray.
So is that it with Ming? Anything else we haven't explored? Something that you want to talk about?
I think people like catching up with Ming because you don't do a regular podcast anymore. You know, we can catch you on Twitter, Instagram sometimes. But
I wanted to offer a business venture. You know,
really?
Yeah, I wanted to see if I'm offering a fee, an appearance fee for an I Saw Comics Christmas special on the Patreon. If you guys want to reunite.
Me and Mike?
Yeah, but I'd be all for exclusively on Patreon and compensate you guys for doing it.
I would be all for it. I don't know if the other party would be, but I'll ask him.
Okay. Yeah. And let me know.
I can imagine. I can already see the reaction, but
– it's going to be like trying to get Jimmy Page to come out of retirement.
Well, I think it would be awesome.
I think there's –
I think there would be a hunger for it. I agree.
Right. It's been so long. You guys reunite. You know,
we'll get Oasis to re-record the theme song. Listen, you know I'm all for it. I would love to do it. Okay. Yeah, there's no bet. I just got too busy for.
Okay, you got to convince somebody. The other guy.
What's the number that Mike can't turn down?
What's the number you'd be okay with me offering right off the bat? How high am I allowed to go? Am I allowed to go
outside of double digits?
10 grand.
10 grand each? Or
no,
10
grand.
He's going to blow the whole budget of the Tesdies on Mike.
I mean, I would start with like 500.
You know? That's why I know the ballpark.
And see where it goes from there. I mean, if he negotiated up to 1,000, then, you know, I wouldn't be angry.
Okay.
Yeah.
$1,000 each.
Wow, what a great return on investment this is going to be.
You know, you guys.
But you got to convince him. It can't just be you. It has to be I Sell Comics.
But I'm producing it, though.
Okay.
I come up with.
In the room?
Not in the room.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, you do let the.
If he's okay with me in the room.
Wait, the Panda Ming Chen bullet points. Like you can come
but
up
yeah,
with
I'll come up with some activities and I kind of like shape it.
Yeah.
And you guys got to follow it and, you know, really hit the bullet points. Yeah.
Can we borrow some of the IJ like earwigs for Ming so that
Walt
can talk to him like on a camera?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll say this. That.
And then if he balks at 1,000, tell him that, like, well, what's your number? And then come back to me with his number.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm going back.
I'm curious what his number is.
Well, don't tell him 1,000 first. You got to tell him like 500 first. Right. See what he says. And then be like, look, I'm authorized to go up to.
I already told him 1,000. Yeah, he can hear this.
I can bleep it, you know, like.
Yeah, you can.
He's not listening to this.
Oh, actually, I use quack.
Yeah.
Quack.
I really like the idea. In a back room, all on mic. Ming's got the little earwig in.
I think that's a little inflammatory. I think we're looking to lower the heat maybe a little bit.
Temperature.
Yeah, lower the temperature a little bit.
Right.
Get a little I Sell Comics going.
You know, Ming, this is what you do. You tell him 800.
A little cream for me. Yeah, for sure.
You're brokering the deal. Why not?
The big, yeah.
I just thought, you know, in this time when the world is at each other's throats, what better way to celebrate Jesus' birthday than to reunite I Sell Comics, you know, for a Christmas-themed episode? You know, talk about goodwill to all men.
Yeah.
You know. And
if Mike wants to be a Grinch, tell him go ahead. But over here, we got the Savior on our side.
The world is in flames right now.
Yes.
Me and Q are trying to fucking lower the temperature.
I see that.
What about me? I'm constantly stoking.
You're the gasoline.
Dude. Baby.
I'm old scratch.
Malt of cocktail over here.
We're trying to lower the temperature. You know, you can send a text first.
Okay.
I'm curious about the.
Yeah, like, hey, man.
I know we haven't spoken in 2 months.
Hasn't been that long.
No.
I think it's been longer.
Now, how is it when you talk? Is it just friendly?
Fine. Yeah, of course. Yeah, there's no contention.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, and just never. I don't go in the store that often.
No.
You're 2 months. You're only 2 blocks away.
I know.
Okay. It's
I mean, if I saw Mikey on the street, I would. They'd be. I would feel perfectly fine being like, "Hey, bud, what's hey?"
Yeah, totally.
There'd be no tension.
Yeah, not at all.
No problems. I haven't heard one thing that Mike has said about us, but I bet you he's heard a ton that we've said.
Oh, sure, yeah. So there's no reason.
Do you guys want to say anything now that might lead to an award or anything like that?
Maybe.
If I say something, it'll lead to him not doing the Christmas special.
All right, so I guess this is my olive branch.
I think I said
okay.
What I wanted to say through my offer of like, you know what,
let's start mending bridges
instead of tearing them down.
I love it. You said you miss the old crew. Yep. You're putting this out there. I mean, even if it's couched in like a little bit of humor, like you're doing the work, as they say in therapy.
That's right, man.
You're doing the work.
So this is the question. What's your price? You bought out piece of shit, Mike.
He probably enjoys that he doesn't have to take shit from you anymore.
Yeah. Well, I don't really make the Mike and Ming jokes anymore. It just doesn't seem right.
What are you talking about?
I hardly ever do. Well, I mean, you're here, of course. And in fact, I wasn't the first one to make a Mike and Ming joke. You were.
I'm not saying that. But it's not the go-to like it used to be.
You're
so full of shit. It's insane.
Go back. Ask curator.
I can find a fucking hour's worth of Mike and Ming jokes.
Recently, though?
Yeah, definitely.
I would say this year. 2023. Yeah, I would say. Ever since you left the stash, I think
I bet you can find one or two, though.
It's gone down, though. It's gone down. That's what I mean. I'm not saying I never make them.
You make quite
but it just doesn't seem – no, I don't.
Oh, my God.
He's crazy.
All right. I don't think
curator. Can you put together
a super cut
of all of the Mike and Ming jokes that Brian has made in 2023 and 2022?
Yeah, earn that editor.
He's like, oh, no problem.
Earn that editor.
What, you want to win an award, curator? You want to get you want to be at the bowling alley?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on. You fucking ungrateful fucking.
Yeah, groupie could easily get that award.
Pay their way to New Jersey.
Anything else, Ving?
Any cons coming up you want to promote?
Where are we going? Chattanooga.
Chattanooga. Oh, I love Chattanooga, man. What a great town.
Yeah, they're doing the Ming Chen Dye Bar Expedition. It's a paid event. Where you can go in and bar hop with me.
What date is that?
It's next weekend. Next weekend. Saturday and Sunday.
So people get the ability to pay to have dinner with you and now pay to go to dive bar with me.
Get drunk with me, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you not
Maverick,
worried?
Baby.
Yeah.
Do you not worry about getting a little blottoed and acting the fool in public with cameras?
I do that every weekend.
You do it every week.
I do it every weekend. You've seen me blottoed. Good times.
Very good times.
And if you want to see more of that, go on the IJ cruise, my friends.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be fucking sure.
Every night.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
I can't wait for that cruise.
I can't wait.
It's going to be so much fun, man. It's shaping up. Like, we got some guests coming that are like, it's going to be fun.
Yeah. You want to go on this cruise.
Yeah.
Could be the last one. So. Get on there.
I thought the last one was too.
And there was a long stretch where it was like I was demoralized. I was depressed because I was like, "That is the best week."
So much fun.
Any given year that the cruise is, that's the best week.
One of the best phone calls I've ever made in my life is calling Adam Green up and telling him we're doing another one.
Oh, he must have been excited.
He was so fucking happy. Man. It was like the best. Yeah. Getting Ming on. We got so many ants coming in. We got so many we're doing the Four Call Demon meetup. We're going to do it at a time this fucking year that I could actually be there.
There you go.
It's going to be great. I cannot wait. It's going to be so much fun. But Ming will be there. But this weekend you're doing so
Chattanooga Choo Choo.
That's next weekend. I'll be.
How much is that paid event?
It was like $70.
And you get to drink with you.
Get to drink with me. I think they have one of those crazy pedal cars.
Oh,
that, yeah, you know those. I've never done it, but they look like fun.
Yeah.
Do you drink on it? Like somebody drives and then you drink on it.
Yeah, you drink
it, right?
On it. You have to pedal.
You pedal, but they actually
steer. The pedaling part is the part I don't like.
Yeah. The drinking part you like.
Yeah.
It's part of the agreement. You have to do it.
Is there is this an event that's tied to some sort of comic book convention?
Yeah, it's like an after hours event.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Seems like a weird thing at a comic book convention to have a pub.
You know, they usually do like, you know, karaoke parties after. There's an after party. All right. it's not that crazy.
Man, when I went to cons, when I first started going to cons, I can't imagine that there would be
in a church basement or like the with cha-ching over at the Pennsylvania Hotel. They got the weird blotchy.
Never would have dreamed that you know, you would be. I could have went bar hopping with cha-ching or blotchy.
Yeah, it would be fun.
Well, if Ming had been
you probably could have.
If Ming had been with us at MegaCon, we might have experienced some of those things.
Right. All right.
Well, that's it, man. I have to take a wicked piss. Is there anybody who wants to go and stand side by side with me while I do it?
I've done it before. I got no problem doing it again.
Go Devils.
Yeah, I might be lighting up the rock at one of the upcoming Devils games.
Oh, yeah. They start this Thursday.
Yeah.
You're going to be the guy that like ushers in, like gets the crowd all fucking wild.
Apparently they do it every game, home game now.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go Devils. Like, boom, you hit like a button or something.
I believe that we're in talks for me to do that, Walt. So
that's cool.
You know,
Can you get me tickets to that game so I can come cheer you on?
If not this game, another game.
I'll rip my shirt off when you do it.
Then definitely this game.
one of my three hoodies is going to come off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
One of my three hoodies will come off. I'll still have two underneath.
What a wild man.
It'll be freezing.
Great. Yeah.
All right.
We'll get that going. Maybe a Puck Nuts reunion.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
I'm ready, man. Cool.
All right.
Awesome. All right. So this is a great episode. You got to come back more, man.
Yeah.
I'll come back anytime I'm actually at home.
Which is not that often. You're fucking so busy. You're like,
right. When you do come home, your wife's like, oh, good. You're like, nope, sorry. Gotta go pod.
Life of a Maverick, baby. Life of a Maverick.
Maverick, man. You ain't Whistling Dixie, man. You are the Maverick.
Tell him, Steve Dave.